Outgoing French President Jacques Chirac liked to give France a prominent role on the world stage. To find out what Nicolas Sarkozy's foreign policy might look like, we've called political commentator Nicole Baccaran, a research fellow at the University of Paris. Hello there.
Hello.
Should the rest of the world expect a change in French foreign policy with Nicolas Sarkozy as president?
I think we should expect something clearer. I think already the first speech of the president-elect, you know, set at the top of the priorities what our values are. I mean, he has a very strong sense of freedom and democracy. He has as well a very strong sense of national interest, and he's going to speak his mind in a very clear way, but he wants to get things done.
Relations between France and the United States have been chilly over Iraq. Yet Mr. Sarkozy said just after his election today that the United States can count on French friendship. How will that go over in France?
I think it will go over in a way that, you know, Sarkozy speaks his mind, and he has been elected by people who accept this preeminence of the French-American alliance. Even if people are very critical of the United States, they don't want to step out of the alliance, and they did not vote for stepping out of it. But the sense of friendship, the sense of the, you know, the historical struggle that we shared, the sense of the common values that we share, he has a very, very strong sense of that.
What has Mr. Sarkozy said about the war in Iraq?
He hasn't spoken about it tonight. He has never supported the war in Iraq, but he has as well let known that he did not agree with the way the negotiation or the absence of negotiation went between the United States and France during that time. The discussions with Washington should have taken place ahead of time.
You know, one of the other things he spoke about tonight was relations with the rest of Europe. He said, quote, "France is back in Europe." What did he mean by that?
He wants to take a leadership role in putting back together the functioning of Europe. You know, he's not very much into ideology, but very much more into what can we do to get things done. And obviously, after France and the Netherlands voted against the European Constitution, basically Europe doesn't work anymore, and the sense of common political destiny is getting weaker and weaker. And what he wants to do is find a way to put together a short institutional treaty, 2-3 pages, no big thing, just a practical thing to make Europe work, and he wants to take a leadership role in that.
What are some of the other international issues that will be on his foreign policy agenda?
Well, definitely Turkey. You know, I mean, that's already a point of disagreement with the United States. George Bush let clearly known that he wishes for Turkey to join the European Union. Sarkozy said very clearly he was against it. And I don't think he's going to change his mind. He wants a very close association with Turkey, but not a membership into Europe. Iran is obviously at the top of the list. And we know as well that Sarkozy is a very strong friend of Israel, so we can expect him to push for a peace process.
Historian Nicole Baccaran is author of the book Should We Fear America? Thank you for talking with us.
Thanks to you.